Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Footnote by Alexa Gregory, narrated by Samantha Summers and Tim Page. Prologue. 11 years ago. It took every single iota of Sasha's self-control to not eavesdrop. She sat on her hands to keep from reaching for the remote control's volume levels. She even rolled her lips into her mouth to hold her breath to keep from creeping up to the closed door. She had to keep her butt firmly planted on the old corduroy couch. She ran her nails against the patterned material. Scrape, scrape, scrape. Between the grating and the television, it was almost impossible to hear what was happening behind the door. Harsh murmurs grew strident as a few words managed to pull through her reluctant defenses. Something about a clown. Another thing about this being the last time. And finally, her name. Sasha. Spat out like tainted Halloween candy. Between that and the clown comment, Sasha deciphered what caused the fight. She closed her eyes, letting loose a deep, hopeful sigh. One that held a wish. Halloween wasn't exactly famous for making dreams and wishes come true, especially not for such a lost cause. Bang! The bedroom door smacked against the wall as Emily rushed out. Her long, thin legs were precariously perched on high heels. Her lovely face was elaborately made up to look like a Pierrot. Her black and white dress, a skin-tight number that left very little to the imagination, matched her sad clown face paint perfectly. A few black tears shimmered, the maquillage glimmering in the dull basement light.
I can't believe you, Pen,
Emily Jakowski hissed. At the foot of the stairs, she turned back to face Penley. He leaned against the door jamb, looking about as nonchalant as a wet cat.
You're really not coming?
Her eyes slid over Sasha like a rusty knife.
You're seriously going to miss the party? For what? You're gonna go trick-or-treating with the tweeny bopper?
Penley immediately glanced at Sasha with a silent apology. But she kept her attention on the movie.
Emily, he groaned with a headshake. Don't be rude. Leave Sasha alone.
You're going to ditch me to watch movies with her? Her?
Emily couldn't have been more surprised if he'd told her he was leaving to fight a Martian army on the moon.
Yes, I picked the movie, too. I'm missing the beginning, so...
Emily's scowl could have scorched the house down.
But she's... and you?
She shook her head and threw her hands up in defeat. Very real tears threatened her painted ones. Sasha would have felt bad for the other girl if she hadn't called her bookish and odd, amongst other harsher things.
I'll stop by your house tomorrow. We'll talk then. Have a nice time. Say hey to Steve for me.
Something cold and bitter passed silently between the couple. Emily's answering snort was an ugly sound, entirely at odds with her good looks. A beauty that always made Sasha a little bit uncomfortable and a lot jealous.
Don't bother, Emily shot back. We're done.
Fine by me.
Penley gave another shrug. Emily blinked at him. She obviously hoped for some kind of fight. She wouldn't get it. Sasha knew that. Penley didn't do fighting. He did quiet dismissal. He did insouciance. But loud, angry shouting?
Nope.
It was one of the things Sasha loved about him. She was never scared of his volume. He took up space, yes. But he never impeded on others. He never puffed up his already tall and defined form to greater heights by waving his arms around and blasting out harsh words. It was as refreshing as it was intriguing, especially because Penley never aimed his indifference at her. Sasha felt special. One in a trillion. After another series of spiteful blinks,
Emily grunted, knowing she wouldn't get a rise out of her ex-boyfriend. She tried to make a fast and elegant retreat up the stairs, her progress hindered by her shoes and dress. Sasha watched her go. Penley didn't. He walked over to the couch and plopped into the spring-infested cushion. With the sigh of the long suffering, he kicked up his feet and placed them on the low coffee table.
Couldn't wait for me to start?
He only broke the silence when the reverberating slam of the front door reached them all the way in the basement.
Get your nasty ass feet off the table,
Sasha chided, gently nudging his legs off the table. Her voice was strong and brazen, even as sparks of holy shit, I've just touched Penley Brooks exploded in her mind. All of her pores chanted a happy song, drunk off the brief and chaste contact. Her body was parched for more, desperate to squeeze as much of this blissful moment as possible.
Nasty feet.
His hand went to his chest in feigned injury.
They're too close to the snacks. It's hardly hygienic.
He grabbed a few cheese puffs from the massive orange bowl. Sasha rolled her lips into her mouth again. It was the only way she could build enough courage to throw furtive glances his way. Her absurd Halloween wish somehow came true. She would make the most of it. Penley didn't seem the least bit concerned about his most recent breakup with Emily. It wasn't the first breakup Sasha had witnessed since moving in a few months ago. There had been a slew of girls before Emily. If Sasha's mother and Penley's dad kept dating, Sasha was likely to see more. Penley Brooks was 2 years older than her, a junior to her freshman. He would hardly notice that his dad's live-in girlfriend's 14-year-old daughter was his soulmate. Life wasn't a cheesy, but oh-so-wonderful 80s rom-com.
I told Em I'm scared of clowns,
Penley finally said as Michael Myers popped onto the television screen, hauling a big knife toward his unsuspecting victim.
So what? Emily decided that dressing as a clown for the Halloween party would be a laugh?
Pen turned to face Sasha. He bent his leg, his knee nudging her leg before he settled it there. There was a sudden rush of heat everywhere from her scalp to her toes. Winded, she turned toward him, readying herself for another blast. There he was. Henley Brooks. So close and yet so damn unattainable. Sasha had long since memorized his shining blue eyes, his overlong soft brown hair, his easy grin, and of course, that almost dimple in his left cheek. It was barely a dent, merely the whisper of it. But Sasha liked seeing it. The deeper the notch, the brighter Penley's smile. Aimed at her, it was better than having warm, sunny rays caressing her skin.
She wasn't dressed as a clown.
Penn's dangerous smirk was out in full force.
She was a sexy clown. Apparently, that's supposed to make a difference.
Sasha looked heavenward and clicked her tongue. She was thrilled he hadn't gone to the Halloween party of the year. But she had to play it cool. What did that mean, anyway? On a whim and to touch him again, she poked him in the ribs.
You could have gone. You're not that scared of clowns.
Penley grabbed her finger, wrapping his hand around hers. If she died, she now knew what paradise was like. It was warmth and fizzing blood and Penley Brooks.
What, and miss a scary movie marathon? Pfft, you're loony, Sash. I'd rather stay here and watch TV than pretend to have a good time smoking bad weed and drinking warm beer.
He still held her hand. Not holding her hand exactly. But he didn't let go. That had to count for something, didn't it? Her heart stumbled over its usual rhythm.
I can't be hungover tomorrow, he went on. I need to write that essay for Mr. Holden's English class. I thought we could have a study session bright and early. You know, if you're up for it.
You just want to use my concentration skills for your benefit.
You always see right through me.
His tone was low and rumbling.
His nonchalance had left with Emily.
Sasha pressed her leg into his, a small allowance of touch. The contact burned the air from her lungs.
It's not that hard, she assured him.
No, it's not hard for you.
Breathless, she rolled her lips into her mouth. None of her usual defense mechanisms worked after Penley dropped a line like that. It wasn't even a line. Penley had two different voices. One he reserved for his cooing girlfriends, and one for others, friends and family, and Sasha. That's why she made her silly Halloween wish. It didn't seem so foolish after all.
I guess we should work on your vocabulary then. How about... On the television, one of the pretty teens screamed bloody murder.
Literally.
Inspiration struck. Manners of death.
Penley guffawed as he grabbed a few more cheese puffs.
You're an odd one, Sasha Covey. I dig it. Not sure how I could use that kind of vocabulary in a Shakespearean essay, but sure.
There is loads of death in Shakespeare, he snorted.
Something is rotten in the town of Burlington.
Sasha ignored him, knowing he wasn't even reading that particular play. I'll start. Asphyxiation.
Penn whistled low.
Good thing it's Halloween, or I would seriously consider locking my bedroom door at night.
You're stalling.
Black Death?
Sasha giggled. It bubbled out of her before she could suffocate it. He did that to her. It was always futile to hide around Penley. No matter how much she tried to keep her signature composure, her emotions brimmed and bubbled out of her. Probably from exertion. It was hard enough to keep her crushed to herself.
The Black Death? That hardly counts. Penley laughed. A lot of people would take offense to that. Lots of pissed off European spirits are gonna come haunt you tonight. After all, isn't the veil between worlds at its thinnest on Halloween? Ooh.
He accompanied his ghostly imitation by running his fingers up and down her arm. A small shiver worked its way up her spine. Penley frowned in concern. But he couldn't know it was because the backs of his fingers were stroking her leg, right?
Don't worry, Saj. I wouldn't let you fight off haunting hordes all by yourself. I'd help you.
Her heart stuttered, her thoughts as thick as honey. Cardiac arrest, she whispered.
Decapitation.
Penn popped a cheese puff into his mouth. He smiled, victorious. The word game went on, through the rest of Cheese Puffs, three more movies, and all the way past midnight. It was always the same when they hung out. Time vanished around Penley, just like fear and shyness.
Go to bed, Sasha,
he finally said after her fourth jaw-cracking yawn. No, the game isn't over.
She was winning. Hard.
A naughty idea formed in the back of her head. Maybe instead of their usual bet, she could ask for something else for her victory. A kiss.
We've got lots of Shakespearean crap to get to in the morning. I need your brain well rested if I'm gonna ace this essay.
Penley stood up and scooped her off the couch, one hand at her back and the other under her legs. In a fluid and surprising maneuver, he threw her over his shoulder, taking long, steady steps toward the stairs. Sasha was already short-winded, leaving her lungs aching from her peals of laughter. Penley wasn't merely touching her. She was in his arms. In his arms. Not exactly a romantic position, but it was still something. Could Pen hear how fast her heart was beating? Could he feel the joy bursting out of her? He gently set her down on the first step up.
Go to bed.
He swallowed hard. Was he really looking at her lips?
I'll see you in the morning.
Of course.
Who knew my secret weapon to getting better grades would be so adorable?
His almost dimple winked at her before he retreated into his bedroom. Sasha climbed up the stairs to the bedroom that had been his before she moved in. The space was his, just like her heart. Sasha thumbed small blue stains on the wall at the foot of her bed. She'd pried blue adherent gum off the walls, only to discover it had left a permanent mark. There would always be evidence of Penley on the walls, just like in her heart. 1. Sasha. The overhanging bell chimed as the door swung open, letting in a blast of frozen wind. I was slowly getting into the habit of looking up to greet patrons as soon as the tinkling sound echoed through the busy bean. It wasn't easy. If I was measuring coffee grounds for the espresso machine, I kept focused on that. If I was counting change, I couldn't look up, too scared to stiff customers or my bosses. Zara, Audrey, and the other employees were pros at multitasking. They were like fireflies of activity doing 20 different things all at once, including shouting out a kind welcome to the patrons. I wasn't exactly good at the whole chipper greeting thing on a regular basis, let alone in the middle of a task. Besides, a cheerful hello demanded volume and a certain exuberance that I just didn't have. It sure wasn't going to happen with this particular patron. When I finally looked up to acknowledge the newcomer, I failed to remember a few things. How to breathe, where I was, who I was. My knees forgot how to stand, too. They buckled under me, threatening to twist together like Roderick's pretzels before they went into the oven. I was a half-baked lump. The only thing I could do was blink. Fast and hard to remove the strange optical illusion standing in front of me. There was no way in hell this was happening. Not after all this time, not now, not here. And yet, how many people had eyes the color of a starry night, complete with a twinkle? I knew if I looked hard enough, I'd see a sparkle in the blue depths. A tiny glimmer of stardust floating in the dizzying gaze. That wasn't even half of it. There was the smile, the one that was warmer than a preheated oven in the morning, the one that hinted at a dimple that never quite made its way into existence. Penley Brooks. He was the only man in the whole world that had all of those attributes. Unless I had finally lost my mind. He was standing in the busy bean, grinning at me. Like we ran into each other every day in Culbury. Like we talked all the time. Like we hadn't lost touch over a decade ago. Like I hadn't left without a word. My body was still, refusing to move until he confirmed his presence. Maybe he would disappear. Maybe he wouldn't recognize me.
Sasha Covey.
He spoke my name like it was a benediction. But maybe that was simply the fizz of hope going off in my heart. I hadn't felt that in 11 years. If I had a tongue before, it was gone, lost, sacrificed to the gods of deep, rumbling male voices that made kindling out of a woman's legs. Oh, he had not misplaced his charm. It had doubled, tripled, or maybe it was all me. I hadn't shed my silly crush on him. It came roaring up like time hadn't made us older. Hey, Pen. Zara beamed at him before arching a brow at me, silently asking me what had turned me into an immobile pile of goo.
Zara, hey, how's the family?
My boss shrugged.
Wonderful.
The oven dinged like a hangman's bell.
Excuse me. Sasha here will take your order.
Before heading into the kitchen, she shot me another look. I wanted to reach out and beg her not to leave me alone with Penley. But that would have been too weird, even for me. I already won the weird award daily. I didn't need to add to my collection of strange exchanges. I tried to swallow, pleading with my voice to magically reappear. But then he went and did something completely in character. Something that made my gooey body turn to mush. He leaned on the counter. That smirk of his was on full display. Was there a spotlight on him? That was the only explanation. No one's hair shined like that. Was I suddenly allergic to coffee? That was the only reason why my lips were tingling wildly. A kiss couldn't reverberate through the decades. It was impossible. Scientifically unprovable, like almost dimples and stardust eyes. Kisses didn't rebound. But then again, I was no expert in first kisses, second or third. How are you here? Penley's wonder echoed my own, effervescing in the pit of my stomach. I work here, I answered lamely, even though I knew what he meant. I was definitely not going to tell him how I ended up in Colbury. I'd changed a lot since the last time we saw each other. Not exactly for the better. Pen was the last person in the world who would ever get the truth out of me. It would hurt him too much. I can see that you work here. His smooth laughter glided against my bare arms as he slowly took me in. It's so good to see you. Yeah, same. What can I get you? There, a full sentence. Shake it off, Sasha. Way easier said than done. Anyone in my position would be blubbering, no matter the expansive vocabulary they might have amassed. It didn't matter that I read the dictionary for fun as a kid and an adult. My collection of words evaporated in a puff of nostalgia. If I'd known Penley lived in Colbury, I would have mentally prepared myself for this moment. I would have gone through a million different scenarios. I'd have something memorized. Oh, hey, Pen. Flirty eye batting. How's it going? Hair flip. Haven't seen you in ages. Musical giggle. Why, yes. I'm doing marvelously. Nope. No such luck. Instead, I stood motionless, seconds away from drooling in his general direction.
One of those muffins and a coffee with cream and...
Four sugars? I finished for him. Why? Just... Why did I have to remember how he took his coffee? Or more to the point, why did he have to smile at me like that?
You always did have an amazing memory.
My fingers trembled as I prepared his order. My traitorous digits twisted so much I nearly forgot how to use the cash register. It didn't help that I had spectators. Zara, not so slyly, watched from the kitchen while Jenny, my best friend, sat on the very edge of the peach-colored couch, memorizing every moment of the exchange. Please wait until he's gone to grill me. Do not embarrass me. I'm doing a good enough job of that myself. I was a grown-ass woman with a degree in psychology. I understood the mechanics of attraction. Did that help me right then? Not in the least. I was a swoony kid all over again, hovering somewhere between 13 and 14.
I'll see you around. But before I forget, Parnassia.
Penley Brooks winked at me. And I died. My achy fingers clenched the edge of the counter. Why did he have to go and say that? With a wink. Was he trying to kill me? Was this my punishment? I could see it already. My tombstone would read, "Here lies Sasha the Shy. May death deliver her from her accursed, muffled existence and lazy tongue." The bell over the door announced his departure. That time my head snapped up to get one last glimpse of Penley. Of course he was looking back at me with a smirk. When the door finally closed behind him, Jenny leaped from the couch and ran toward me. Only the counter saved me from her clutches. Her face was flushed, her eyes wide as she panted for details. She wasn't exactly boy crazy, but she wasn't a cloistered nun either. She was somewhere in the middle, vacillating between the two depending on the time of year. Spring was coming, bringing with it summer break. We were headed straight for mischievous wood nymph territory. As always, she'd try to drag me along for the ride. And as always, I would remain firmly in the cloister. What was that? Jenny's smile broadened with every pause. She turned toward the door as if expecting Penley to walk back into the bean. Was that Penley? The Penley? That Penley? I'm wondering the same thing, Zara joined in. How do you know the town vet? They knew each other as kids, Jenny answered for me. Sasha had this crushing crush on him. She still talks about him, especially when she gets into the sangria. Zara grinned. Well, isn't that interesting? Did he call you Parnassia? He did! Jenny hopped up and down, used to talking for me. It's a thing they did. It's nothing, I assured them as I rubbed at an invisible stain on the counter with a rag. That was definitely not nothing. Jenny fanned herself with her hand, looking every bit like a pixie. The smolder he gave you? Good thing we have a long drive ahead. We're not going to psychoanalyze every word. But we are, Jenny insisted. We both have psych degrees, and my mother is queen psych. It would be a waste of our talents not to. Zara's chuckle spoke volumes. Better you than me. She had no idea. Jenny, with her exuberance and limitless positivity, was my direct opposite. How we managed to be best friends was one of life's greatest mysteries, but not as baffling as my exchange with Penley. I wouldn't be reduced to a clucking hen because an old crush had sauntered into my life like a preening peacock. A sexy, manly peacock. I shook my head to clear my thoughts. I didn't need a full reel of memories playing through my mind. So, of course, that's exactly what my brain did. It was a wonderful and painful second, where 14 months flashed by, ending with a small note and a million tears. You're no longer on the clock. Zara hip-bumped me away from the counter. Go, have a fun weekend with your family.
I swear to the gods of the coffee bean, Sasha Covey,
Jenny grumbled in a fairly good impression of Tinkerbell as she retrieved her drink.
If you say that you're not a part of the Webb family.
She dropped the rest of the threat to take a gulp of her coffee. Her eyes rolled back with a moan.
Damn, but this is amazing coffee.
She held the empty cup up to Zara in a silent cheer before pointing her finger at me. Now, get that cute tushy in the car. Her brows shot into her hairline, daring me to contradict her. I took off my apron and folded it neatly as I confirmed my next shift with Zara. Along with her business partner and friend, Audrey, Zara ran the Busy Bean. They were both great bosses, great women, full stop. Not many people would have taken a chance on someone like me, but they had. So long as I worked hard, they didn't care about my less than stellar history, lack of work experience, and a guarantee that my time in Colbury was numbered. I would do my level best to do right by them. See you next week. Jenny, who had never met a stranger, waved to Zara. We're going to be in the car for almost an hour. You're going to explain to me where my best friend went back there.
You're bossy,
I sighed, grabbing my overnight bag from behind the counter. I am my mother's daughter, she shot back as we left the bean. In truth, Dr. Mark...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?